This reading is from the book of Isaiah, chapter 9, verses 1 through 7. But there will be no gloom for her who was in anguish. In the former time, he brought into contempt the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali. But in the latter time, he has made glorious the way of the sea, the land beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the nations. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in a land of deep darkness, on them has light shone. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest, as they are glad when they divide the spoil. For the yoke of his burden and the staff for his shoulder, the rod of his oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian. For every boot of the tramping warrior in battle tumult and every garment rolled in blood will be burned as fuel for the fire. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of peace there will be no end, on the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with righteousness and with justice, from this time forth and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. I really love these verses because I love the contrast between the world that we know now with rods of oppressors and garments rolled in blood and the world that God has planned for us with his son, bringing completeness, bringing restoration, and bringing peace. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Thanks, Christina, for reading that, and really grateful for you sharing those thoughts, and grateful to our other readers for their great thoughts as well. We're going to watch a little clip. This was my favorite thing on the news in the last week or so. American reporter stumbles upon a scoop outside a London hospital.
We asked this gentleman whether perhaps he had just received the vaccination, and it turns out that he did. Mr. Kenyon is 91 years old, and I'd like you to tell us how you came to get the vaccine this morning, how it happened.
I rang up Guy's Hospital, which I know very well, so I've lived in London most of my grown-up life, and I said, what's this thing? You're doing the vaccination. They said, yes. And then they spent various times asking me questions about this and that, not very interesting. And I said, yes, no. And they said, we'll come at 12:30. Of course, I couldn't damn well find anywhere to park my car, so I was late. Anyway, I'm here now, and I got inside, and they duly put me on a list. I went off and had a rather nasty lunch and then came back. And they were ready for me. And no, it didn't hurt at all. I didn't know the needle had gone in until it had come out. It was very interesting. No, it was painless.
And it was a quick in and out for the needle, like any vaccination.
Exactly. Well, if you don't, vaccinations aren't very common, are they? One has inoculations, no.
We had to pause it there because the old bloke gets a little bit rude after that. But I love it. And I love the way it's such a beautiful clash of British versus American culture. Don't ask me to gush about my feelings at receiving the miracle vaccine when we could be talking about the terrible parking situation and the bad sandwiches at Guy's Hospital. I think deep down somewhere inside of him, Martin is really happy about having had the vaccine. People show their joy in different ways, don't they? But real joy at the vaccine beginning to be administered and real signs of brighter days, we hope, ahead. That final reading we had began sounding very 2020. Did you notice the language of gloom, anguish, and darkness? But suddenly light dawns, and by verse 3, it's all joy increasing, rejoicing, and we're glad. We would all love to have our joy increased at the moment, wouldn't we? I wonder what would increase yours. This is an Advent reading because it's predicting the birth of Jesus. To us, a child is born. To us, a son given. Not simply, in his case, a bundle of joy for his parents, like the ones emerging probably right now in the labour ward over at UCH Hospital. Now, in his case, joy to the world. Joy was all over our other Bible readings and the carols. Because whatever is going on globally, and however difficult this year might have been for you personally, and it may have been really tough, for those who receive the true meaning of Christmas, this baby offers a future of deep and unshakable joy that no virus can ever snatch away. Do you want some of the joy? We're homing in on the middle sentences of this ancient prophecy. It was written 700 years before the Christ child emerged as a real-life documented figure of history. Now, at that point, you may begin to be zoning out if you haven't started to already. So let's name the elephant in the room with the help of Lady Gaga. Quote from her. I still believe in Santa. He's for sure around. He and the Easter Bunny. I've hung out with them and Jesus Christ a few times. Now, she's either being sarcastic or she's mad. Or she's taking some very powerful amphetamines, maybe all of the above. But still, it's a really valid question to push any Christian on. Why take Jesus Christ more seriously than either of those other two jolly fellows mentioned in Lady Gaga's quote? Especially when you're talking about great hope and a better future. Cruel to offer false hope. While no serious scholar would question the existence of the historical Jesus, this reading predicts him hundreds of years in advance, and sure enough, he emerged onto the scene in the precise geographical locations mentioned at the beginning of Isaiah 9. The child was born. That part of the prediction certainly wasn't fake news. Maybe that means we need to take the rest of the prophecy seriously as well. So, can I ask you to put aside your skepticism for a second, if you have it, and just picture joy. 75 years since VE Day during lockdown, picture a nation at ease with itself, a people liberated. Verse 4. For the yoke of his burden and the staff for his shoulder and rod of his oppressor, you're broken as on the day of Midian. Note the language, burdened, weights on shoulders, oppressed. Any of that connect with ways that you felt lately? Well, in their day, in the first instance, the yoke was one of military oppression from surrounding countries. But all the way through the Bible, that language is taken and applied to deeper and more universal burdens. Quite grim on the video, wasn't it? The depiction of humanity. I'm sorry if you found it a little bit scary the way the people were, not one for the kids. But the interesting thing was that they looked okay from a distance. And isn't that the way of things? So lots to celebrate this year. The stories of heroism in the hospitals and kindness in the neighbourhoods have partly been what's defined 2020. But that was also the year of George Floyd and rising domestic abuse. We're just this strange mix as human beings, aren't we? Or take it at the more personal level. You walk into a room, people think you're this nice, shiny person, but you know the failures and the guilts that you carry. Would we love you if we knew everything? The reality is we're all a gnarled version of the way that we were made to be, and I'm afraid that the gnarling will continue until our great oppressor death finally catches up with us. Old Martin on the video outside Guy's hospital, he said this later in the interview, I'm 91, no point at dying at 91 when I've lived this long. Well, that's great, it's the best of British fortitude. But let's be honest, the vaccine has given him a temporary reprieve before he meets his maker. And I'm conscious this is me sounding more Scrooge than Santa. But the point is, our plight is precisely the reason that the child chose to enter in. Later on in Isaiah's famous chapter 53, he describes the sun emerging, not flying in over Tower Bridge, a nobody born in a cowshed in Nowheresville. But the child grew and he walked the path to that wooden tree whose boughs became the place where he bore the burden of humanity. Him crushed, oppressed, judged even, so that we wouldn't have to be. And that's why verse 5 here can describe the most audacious picture of a future with no oppressors at all. Not military, not spiritual, not physical. Every enemy defeated at the cross. So we're saying in verse 5, burn the boots, burn the weapons and the armor of war, because we're not going to need any of that stuff ever again. That's quite a thought, isn't it? I mean, imagine we decided we were going to burn all the weapons of our war on COVID. So burn all the PPE and burn all the ventilators, even burn all the vaccines. You can destroy them because we're sure we're never going to need them ever again. It seems weird, doesn't it? That really is some kind of new normal. That is a picture of the utter safety and gladness of a burden-free eternal life. Now, we're not there yet, clearly. And that's why for us, vaccines are such good news. And yet, the new strain, the virus seemingly spreading like wildfire again, and new restrictions on us, we're fragile. But Advent says that the child has come. Actual, factual reasons to believe that. Will we trust him when he says he will come again one day to complete the joy? I don't know where you're at with this personally. It may just be a cultural experience checking in on a carol service. A distraction, perhaps, after a tough year. Maybe you're still with Lady Gaga. This is all fairyland. But in a year when the pressures on us have gone up and our expectations of what to get out of life have been so managed down, God says, let me lift your sights to a burden-free future that is way beyond your very limited ambitions for your current life. So I want to ask you, would you read the evidence? This is Matthew's gospel I've got here because he quotes this reading from Isaiah directly. Hard to write it off, I think, if you've not really engaged with it properly as an adult. Look to Jesus' teaching. Talk to a Christian friend if you have one, because see, the joy begins now. The burdens begin to be lifted when you start trusting Jesus. Even though we're not in verse 5 territory yet, it'd be great for you to hear some of your friends' experience and story. Ultimately, the challenge for us in these humbling times we live in is, will we call out to him for help in these days of so many burdens? And can I say, please don't let your pride stop you from doing that as it did for so many people back in Isaiah's day. Can I help you carry that? Oh, no, I'm fine. I wonder, are you one of those people? I'm one of those people. Don't offer to help me. Well, the child born to us says, can I carry that load for you? Oh, no, Jesus, I'm fine. Really? Happy Christmas.